welcome back the BookWoff to our weekly book picks segment. The Great Barrington-based bookstore is here to bring one of their amazing booksellers to tell us about very cool things that are on store shelves. We welcome Giovanni Bovin, who is here to tell us what his picks are for this week, and we are thrilled to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you for having me again. I love coming here.
Well, we love having you. It's nice to have you. You have a great stack of books. I look forward to going through them one by one. Where would you like to begin?
So the first one we're going to start with is Giacomo Sartori's I Am God. And this is a brilliant, satirical, funny little book told from the perspective of God in kind of journal entries. And it really kind of gives a depiction of humanity as a whole through the eyes of God, who falls in love with a young woman, a young scientist, who's rather promiscuous and, I quote, a cross-burning atheist.
There you go.
So, you know, quite an odd couple here. One of the quotes I fell across reviewing this book just really snagged me, and I thought it was brilliant. And it is, they bug me, that barbarous cult of technology of theirs and their contempt for things that matter. They enrage me, but I cannot stop looking at them. So that, right off the bat, just makes you want to dive in. It's a great little book, great for book clubs and discussions about love, faith, humanity's hubris, all told through the perspective of God.
Oh, humanity's hubris. That's a good one. I Am God by Giacomo Sartori. All right.
Next up, we have The Bird King by G. Willow Wilson. This is a Middle Eastern fantasy set at the end of the 15th century, right at the height of the Spanish Inquisition. And it follows Fatima, a concubine of one of the sultans, the last emirate of Muslim Spain, and her friend, an older homosexual cartographer, Hassan, who is able to manipulate reality through his maps. He's able to create maps of places that he's never been to and places that he's never seen and kind of warp reality around him, which kind of singles him out when the Christian crusaders start invading Spanish, Muslim Spain and trying to convert the rule. And he's singled out, so he flees with Fatima with the aid of a djinn to find refuge in the land of the Bird King. This is a fantastic fantasy about faith, love, friendship, freedom. If you loved G. Willow Wilson's previous book, A Leaf the Unseen, if you really enjoyed Golem and the Genie or City of Brass, it's kind of Middle Eastern fantasy. This is a really cool book. This just came out a couple of weeks ago, and our store manager, Julia, staff picked it, really enjoys it, recommends it highly.
All right. The book is The Bird King by G. Willow Wilson. Great name. Okay, next.
Next up, we have Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James, and this is another fantasy. This is an African fantasy, very different from pretty much anything else I've read fantasy-based. It pulls a lot from African mythology and folklore, and it follows this young man who has a wolf's eye, and it's said he has a nose. And he and this kind of ragtag bunch, which includes a shape-shifting leopard, are set on a quest to find this boy. Now, who the boy is, what he means, we don't quite know first off the bat. And there's a lot of mystery involved around him. There's a lot of political intrigue and danger and adventure. It's just a really cool book. It's the first in a trilogy And it's just got a brilliant cast of characters. It's really well done with world building. It does take a little time to get started, but it's worth it. Everything ties together. It's a really well-written, intriguing story. Lots of magic, monsters, dead gods, just a lot of fun.
The name of the book is Black Leopard, Red Wolf by Marlon James.
Up next, we've got The Silent Patient by Alex Michael Ides. And Alex was a screenwriter, and this is a staff pick from our media specialist, Tim, at the Book Loft, who loves thrillers and suspense novels, and this is something that he said, it's like a Hitchcockian film. The whole story is like brushstrokes painted, and you see the individual brushstrokes until it's pulled back and you see the larger picture. It follows Alicia, a famous artist, and her husband Gabriel. And one night she shoots Gabriel 5 times in the face and never says a word. And she's committed to a mental institute north of London for 6 years by the time the book opens up. And she hasn't said a word in 6 years, so we are introduced to Theo, a psychotherapist, who really tries to draw her out and figure out what happened. Why did she shoot her husband 5 times in the face? Why hasn't she said a word in 6 years? And the book also jumps to the past in journal entries leading up to the night of the murder. And we get a closer look into the personal lives of this married couple, and we really start to understand what happened and why it happened. If you're a fan of Tana French, if you're a fan of fast-paced, intriguing thriller novels, The Silent Patient comes highly recommended from Tim, our bookseller.
The name of the book is Silent Patient. How do you pronounce the author's name, Alex?
Michael Ides, and I might be mispronouncing that.
I will accept your pronunciation.
All right.
All right, next up.
Next up, we have a graphic novel, The Weatherman, Volume 1 by Jody LaHoop. I love graphic novels. I love science fiction. And this is just a brilliant science fiction graphic novel set on Mars in the 2700s. And it follows Nathan Bright, this kind of goofy, doofy, very charismatic weatherman for one of the largest cities on Mars. And he loves himself, he loves food, he loves his dog Sadie, and that's about it. He's really just the guy his coworkers hate, but everyone else loves because he makes them laugh, he makes a joke out of everything, he never really takes anything seriously. The twist is he is blamed for the deaths of 18 billion men, women, and children, the population of Earth. And he has no memory, no recollection of ever having done this. And the twist is he's actually an overwritten personality of a terrorist that did commit this atrocity using a weapon called the Sword of God. So he gets wrapped up. He's revealed as the perpetrator of this genocide, this annihilation of Earth's population. You have the entire solar system gunning for this guy who doesn't know anything about what happened or why. He doesn't really understand. His only ally is a woman who wants him dead just as much as everyone else, but she works for a government agency that's trying to find the leader of the terrorist cell that his previous personality worked for and was responsible for the true responsibility for all those deaths. So it's very fast-paced. It's brutal. It's brilliantly well-written. It's got a bright yellow and hot pink cover.
Yes.
It's very eye-catching. And you have all these guns aimed at his head while he's eating a bowl of noodles and who knows what else.
Just for eating a bowl of noodles, he has a gun in his head? Does not seem fair.
Yeah, he's just this goofy, doofy dude who doesn't really know how to protect himself, and he's got a whole planet gunning for him. And it's just this brilliant, fast-paced novel that discusses identity, responsibility, morality. You know, if you kill the man that's responsible for the death of your loved ones, are you any better? So it's just, for a graphic novel, for something that's action-packed and sci-fi based as this, it really has a lot of philosophical questions that stick with you at the end.
It is The Weatherman, and that is by Jody
LaHoupe.
Sure. Jody LaHoupe, and it is The Weatherman. All right, anything else you would like to mention?
Upcoming events. This weekend, this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3, we have a local author, Janet Pocorobo, presenting, or rather will be there signing copies of her book, The Fourth String. She'll be there at the Book Loft for a meet and greet from 1 to 3. She'll have this Japanese lute thing that ties in with her book.
It's a lute thing.
Yeah.
That's right. Can we have some lute thing music later, Mike? Maybe? No, go ahead.
At the end of April, April 27th, we've got Independent Bookstore Day. We'll be having exclusive merchandise for sale. We'll have
Exciting.
A pajama party. We'll also have three local children's authors, Michelle Cuevas, author of Smoot, Jana Lays, author of Free Woman on God's Earth, and Caroline Nastro, author of The Bear Who Couldn't Sleep. They'll all be doing story hours throughout the day.
All right. So a lot going on.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. We got more events over the summer. You can just check back with us on Facebook, on our website, Twitter, Instagram. Just follow us on social media and learn about what's going on.
All right. You can go to the website, thebookloft.com. Thebookloft.com. You can also, of course, check out The Book Loft in Great Barrington by visiting them right in Barrington Plaza. Barrington Plaza in Great Barrington is where you'll find The Book Loft. Or again, go online, thebookloft.com. Giovanni Bovin, thanks so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Great pleasure to be here.
Great books. Thank you for sharing. Again, thebookloft.com, and you can see the entire list at our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.